It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Israeli forces in Gaza have been reinforced by reserve troops, and that may be an indication that Israel intends to widen its war. The death toll inside Gaza is now approaching 900, with dozens of Palestinians killed over the weekend. Many of them were women and children. Israel kept up its airstrikes today, and there's also fierce ground fighting with Israeli ground troops on the outskirts of Gaza City. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Dawn saw more huge plumes of smoke hovering over the northern end of Gaza. Operations on the ground and in the air are grinding on, and increasingly they are catching civilians in the fire. United Nations officials say of the close to 900 Palestinians killed in more than 2 weeks of war, 40% are women and children. More than 3,700 Palestinians have been injured, and more than half of those are women and children, according to Maxwell Gaylard, the UN's chief coordinator of humanitarian aid.
It is becoming very clear that the civilian population is bearing the brunt of this conflict. As long as the hostilities continue, civilians remain unprotected, and more will be killed and more will be injured. This is a conflict where the civilian population has nowhere to go, nowhere to flee.
This grim picture appears to have had little effect on the willingness of Israel and Hamas to continue the fight. Israel's Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, says that although the operation is close to achieving its goals, it should continue. Israel's intelligence agencies believe that the offensive has reduced Palestinian rocket attacks on southern Israel by about half and has badly hurt Hamas's military capabilities. Israel has accomplished this with minimal casualties, only 13 dead through Sunday, most of them soldiers. That has convinced many in Olmert's cabinet that the operation should be expanded with the goal of crippling Hamas and cutting off the flow of weapons from Egypt through tunnels along what the Israelis call the Philadelphia Corridor, the border between Gaza and Egypt. That's the view of Israeli government minister Ze'ev Boim.
We have to enlarge the military operation in Gaza against the Hamas and the terror infrastructure. And we have to consider control Philadelphia route. Otherwise, we will see in the next round more missiles and long-range missiles.
Not all of Israel's leaders favor pressing the fight in this manner. Israel's defense minister, Ehud Barak, is believed to oppose inserting more ground troops deep into Gaza's population centers, where many of the houses conceal bombs and explosive booby traps. Yesterday, Israel's President Shimon Peres also expressed a desire to put limits on the operation.
We don't want to regain Gaza. We don't want to hurt the people in Gaza. We don't want to have an endless war. What we want is really an end to the shooting and an arrangement that will prevent the Iranians to send missiles into the Gaza Strips.
Hamas, for its part, is also divided. The leaders of Hamas inside Gaza, who have been under intense military pressure, are believed to be open to negotiations that might lead to a ceasefire. Hamas's political leadership in Syria appears unmovable. Over the weekend, Hamas leader Khaled Mashal issued his demands in a television appearance from Damascus.
Firstly, an end to the aggression. This is not an equal fight. Secondly, the immediate withdrawal of the occupation from Gaza. Thirdly, lifting the siege from Gaza. Fourthly, the opening of all the border crossings, including the Rafah crossing. These are our demands, and we will deal with any initiative based on these points. We will not accept any initiative for truce whilst we are under attack.
As a sign of growing Israeli confidence, Israel has reopened schools in many areas within target range of the rockets from Gaza. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.